Simen men gimel halacha gimel. In Ritz Alecha Basecha Suda, if one wants to eat during the Suda, peris belay pas. Fruits eaten separately from the bread. Kevon shein haperis mikra. Suda, since peris are not ikra. Suda lachin, therefore, film hayu munachim al shulchan. Even if they're placed on the table, kalim berchas amaitzi before berchas amaitzi. Mikol makam, nevertheless, ena niftam berchas amaitzi, they are not pattered with amaitzi bracha. V'tzarach levarach lehem bracha v'shana, you have to make a bracha v'shana on them. But you do not have to make a bracha achrona on them. Kiniftar berach samazim, their bracha achrona is exempted by berach samazim. V'mreina reitz lechol b'lay pas. If one does not want to eat any of the fruit b'lay pas, rak ima pas, but rather eat all the fruit together with bread. And it's also berach lehem, he does not have to make a bracha rishona. Ki heim tefillin lepas, they become tuffle, subordinate to the pas. V'mreitz lechol, if you would like to eat k'sasim and pas, k'sasim b'lay pas, some of the fruit with bread and some of them without bread. Tzarech lezar, he should take care, lechol tchila b'lay pas, he should eat some fruit without bread, v'yavarech aleim and make a bracha. Then rachach, and afterwards, yachol achol gam pas, he can eat them with bread as well. Avim yachol tchila ima pas, but if he does the opposite and begins to eat the fruit together with the bread, rachach yachol b'lay pas, and afterwards eats them without the bread, ikasveka b'bracha, they're would be a case of doubt regarding the bracha. There are those who are accustomed to eating b'maychel amaychel between courses, eza davar shemam shech taivas achila, something to arouse his appetite. Gain zayis maluach, such as pickled olives, limonim maluchim, pickled lemons, tznayin, radish, rakadim, or the like. Zen nikra machmas asuda, all the fruits ordinarily require bracha rishana even during the meal. These are considered to be eaten as a result of the meal. Since as a result of eating any of these foods, you will end up eating more of the meal. Therefore, you will not have to make a bracha rishon on them. Because the pas paters it. Halacha dalad. If one designates fruit as the main course of his meal, so that he will be eating the fruits to accompany the bread. In this case, since the fruits are the primary part of the meal, they are pater from bracha rishana because of the bracha of hamaitzi. Even if the fruits were not present on the table during hamaitzi, however, in order to exempt the fruits from a bracha rishana, it's necessary that he begins eating the fruit together with the bread. Even if he eats fruit afterwards without bread, he would not have to make a bracha on them. Halacha hey, perish hamuvushalom tzarcha asuda, fruit that were cooked for the purpose of eating during the meal, kamosh regim levashel, such as customary to cook a side dish to be served with a main dish, bein imbasar bein beloy basar, whether it's cooked with or without meat, yesh lachol mehem techila b'seif, one should both begin and conclude his eating of these fruits, k'sasim apas, by eating a bit of it with bread, and in between, yachol lechol mehem gam b'loy pas, he could eat the fruit without pas, and he does not need a bracha.